We do the usual puja, but we use the Thai tradition to start. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang avivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay homage to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones. Okay, we will continue from where we stop. Okay, page. Oh, sorry, there is no page number. Hatsutta note 21. I think. Fourth page, part 3, meditation. Okay, I read through quickly because most of this I have already spoken. It's like a revision for you. All the phenomena, whether physical, mental, or nature's phenomena, they all exhibit these three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, and non-self or empty nature. Our in and out breath, our footstep, our heartbeat, our feeling, our perception, our thoughts and consciousness, and our bodily vibration, etc. They are all continuously arising and passing away, follow nature's law. So you have done your mindfulness training well. Then when you silence your mind, you will see all these things. Understand? Anapanasati will allow you to see your in and out breath. Understand? Yeah. Then your footstep when you walk. Yeah? Body and mind as one. Yeah? Then the birth and death of every step. Even your heartbeat also same. Yeah? Arise, pass away, arise, pass away. Then your feeling also come and go, arise and pass away. Perception also same, very fast. Then your thought and your consciousness, they are the same. Then every part of your body, they are vibration. They are also rising and falling. They are all continuously arising and passing away, following nature's law. Seeing their appearance and disappearance, birth and death, rise and fall, moment of its arising, sustaining, and its disappearing, clearly via the silent mind in direct seeing, to awaken these three characteristics of nature. Anicchang, Dukkhang, Anatta, to break free from Sakkaya Ditthi or self-delusion. When you see them clearly, that they are condition arising, causal phenomena, it cannot be a self or a me, then you will not be deluded. So the next paragraph explains, seeing clearly is condition arising. How when condition arise, the phenomena come to be. Means the sixth sense door, how it function. Upon contact, consciousness come to be. Then dependent origination. When any of the supporting conditions cease to be, the phenomena will cease to be. Hence, comprehending is impermanent and non-self or empty nature clearly. Then you will come to understand that if you try to hold or cling on to anything or want it your way, which is not nature's way, then suffering will come to be. This is how you react to your sense perception, via delusion, the condition your evil root to arise. Evil roots are the roots of all evil, hence they have the power to condition you into negativity via your evil actions, speech and thought. This is the reason why heedfulness to understand all this is very important. And with heedfulness, you will be able to constantly investigate the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha to confirm that they are the truth, hence establishing your right view and your faith in the Buddha. The Buddha Puja or Buddhist devotional practices as taught by the Buddha are very useful practices. They are recommended by the Buddha to help you all develop the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya, which are needed for you all to receive and understand his teaching more easily. Just silence your mind to do the Buddha Puja with a very strong faith and confidence in the Buddha and his teaching, via understanding who he is and how special and great he is, then bow mindfully. This will develop a very strong, calm and composed mind, leading to the establishment of the virya and sati. Then with the strong sadha and virya, you bow mindfully to pay respect or reverential salutation to the Buddha, to decondition the heedless thinking that you have been arising throughout the day, thereby calming the mind to develop a stable sati or mindfulness within. Reason why the constant bowing and chanting of the Buddha's name as practiced by the Mahayana can also help develop the very strong faith, virya and sati needed to develop the wisdom. There are also many benefits that can arise because the bowing or reverential salutation is also a very meritorious action. Then apart from developing the faith, we can also make use of the merits to make the necessary aspiration to walk the path of Dhamma smoothly by avoiding all the fools and meet up with the wise and the enlightened one to realize Nibbana. When we bow mindfully with very strong faith and virya. Our mind is very calm and very composed. And they will help us to develop the very stable mindfulness much more easily. And it also leads us to cultivate humility. At the same time, we exercise our body. Sati is awareness before the knowing or the arising of thought. This one you have to get it right. Just a pure awareness within. So this bowing should be done with understanding. We bow to establish mindfulness or awareness without thought, so that body and mind move as one. This is very important. In perfect synchrony and harmony, once the mindfulness has been established, use it to cultivate the four postures, like we mentioned just now, following Kayanupassana. The four postures of standing, walking, sitting, and lying down. Then followed by the cultivation of sati sampajana, or mindfulness, and clear comprehension of all action and movement in the present moment. To develop the initial vipassana wisdom, born of direct seeing of the three universal characteristics. Only then can we proceed with the contemplation of the four elements and the 32 parts within the physical body of ours, and the 9 stages of cemetery, decomposition, contemplation to finish off the Kayanupassana cultivation. After Kayanupassana, we proceed to Vedananupassana, then Chittanupassana, followed finally by Dhammanupassana. Okay, this one finish. 22. 22 also have to read fast, a lot. Okay, 22 is good. Heart Sutta note 22. The meditative mind must not only be calm, but it must also be mindful and heedful within to develop the wisdom needed to liberate the mind. It is this meditative mind that is aware and mindful and heedful that can understand how the mind stir and be afflicted via one's delusion and wrong view or ignorance that condition the evil roots to arise. It will come to understand its origination factor clearly, as to how the evil root comes to be. It will also come to understand that before the evil root are there, the mind was originally very peaceful. Everything arises naturally via condition arising, dependent origination, and all phenomena exhibit the three universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state, and non-self. Then via Dhammanupassana, cultivation of the 6 internal sense bases and 6 external sense bases, one will understand clearly how to trace the origination factor behind the stirring of the mind, and how one can retrospectively reverse it via wisdom. That's why you need wisdom. Contemplate, reflect, and straighten your view. Then, next time, you can deal with it. The moment your mind stirs, Dhammapada verse 1 will take its course, hence conditioning one's suffering, like the wheel that follows the hood. Stir means what? Either light or dislike, and so on. As usual, she said, this one is how they answer. there's another paragraph. The meditative mind will understand, this one you listen carefully. The meditative mind will understand the mundane, how the mundane mind got caught. With understanding, it will no longer be deluded. To really see and awaken to this truth, or understanding, one need a very stable mindfulness. Take for example in the case where a Kayanamita's friend had just passed away, suddenly at the age of 63 years old, due to heart attack. That Kayanamita said, "Today I'm very sad." So I asked her why. She said, "Because she has been my very good friend for the past 20 plus years." I asked her again, "Do you know why you are sad? And who is that? Who is a you, that is sad. You all never question that, huh? You get into depression straight away. As usual, she answered, attachment law. Then I said, most Buddhists answer this way. And because of that, very likely, they will not develop the wisdom because they never inquire, reflect and contemplate deep into the Dhamma that has arisen as advised by the Buddha under the second turning of the First Noble Truth. So the danger of accepting what the books say, accepting what the teacher say, or what is this thing? Understand not? You think you know answer. Attachment law, karma law. So everything also, oh, that is the answer already. Accept. Then like Chui say, gullible, accept. Buddhist, let things be, accept. Not like that, understand not? The first turning is proclamation of the First Noble Truth leading to Suttamaya Panya. Then under the second turning, the Buddha said, this Noble Truth or Dukkha is to be understood, leading to Cintamaya Panya. This one you never investigate. You never reflect and contemplate, inquire. You only karma law, attachment law, cannot let go law, all this. So the inquiry will enable her to investigate via mindfulness and heedfulness to realize that it is the mind that has been conditioned by her wrong view or ignorance that caused her to cling on to her thought that arises via her memory of her good friend of 20 plus years. Hence confirming the Buddha's final summary of the First Noble Truth that states, in short, it is ignorance or delusion that conditions one's grasping to the five aggregate of form and mind. And that I call dukkha. So you grasp to what? Memory. Understand? Memory through your through your brain. So your brain has memory. So memory create thought. Understand? Your thought is respond to memory. Understand? So diarrhea, that is a reality. Cannot accept. Thought say, last time we were so close. When he's around, we had everything. So, who say that? The thought. Why? Attached to last time, what happened? The reality, don't want to accept. That's why you get into trouble. Then the wrong view continues. Sankara, why must he go so early? Leave me alone now. What am I going to do? All this sankara activity, all this thought come. Then sometimes they turn out the other way around. I heard of one person tell me, you go and hate the dead husband. Why go so early, left me behind, never tell, never leave any message or so. Then no dream or so, nothing. And I said, hey, this is happening, I'm not telling a fictitious story. It came from the words of Kayanamitta who after followed me many years. Tell me what happened now. He said, brother, at that time, really deluded. Go and think like that. And this is what happened. So the cause of suffering, which is craving or grasping and clinging, conditioned by her own sakayadity or wrong view, is the one that caused her to cling onto her mental perception, memories, consciousness, that conditioned her pure feeling into sadness and suffering. Understand that? Because you think wrong thought, you crave, you attach, you want this thing not to happen. So, then they somehow tell me, everything she saw at home remind her of the dead husband. The photo, the thing that he buy, the thing that he left behind, the room that they stay together, all the memory of all the tour that they go to, or the photograph and everything. So everything brings back that memory. So that's why I become so sad, so depressed. But they don't understand that it's only a form of mind, not so real. Because all are conditioned arising and not a permanent unchanging entity that I can cling on to and hold on to and say, this is me, this is I, and these are mine. So which means what? All this you have to understand. The reality happened already. Form and mind separate. What else you want? You want to lament? You want to think and become miserable? Ah, that is your choice. Understand or not? So this is very simple, isn't it? Yeah? If you reflect and contemplate, let's say, after you reflect on it, you cannot understand. Then you come. Then I explain to you. In life, you got two choices. Your life, now you decide. One, like what you do. Every day, lament, complain, and become miserable. The second option is, listen to what I say. That reality you cannot change. He is gone. Dead and gone. Whether it's form and mind or your husband, is dead and gone. Understand not? If you accept that reality, you can move on. Understand not? Then you can do something about it. Understand not? You can go and on behalf of your husband, make offering, donation, then invoke the power of these merits for his future life. Understand not? So I say, if you do this, it's more tangible, isn't it? More useful, isn't it? Rather than whole day sit there and lament and become so miserable for so long. You think your husband, if he can see you, is happy or not? Then only they start to think. Otherwise, they are trapped inside. They don't know what is going on. So there are a lot of things that you can do. You accept the reality of what happened, then use your understanding to move on. Whatever you need to do, you do. Understand not? Then after that, move on. Make a decision and move on. Don't procrastinate and get angry, miserable, and lost your life. Don't want to do anything because you are so sad. Understand not? So that is not the way to live life. That is torturing yourself. Do reflect into this and awaken to these three characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta to break free. Then we will understand that there is no one to be sad, and also no one born, no one die. Contemplate and reflect deeply and inquire. Why am I still so deluded? Why can't I wake up to this truth? Clear or not? Simple or not? Can already, yeah? So now no more problem, Got problem, read the note again. If someone cannot wake up, I don't know what happened. The Heart Sutta on form does not differ from emptiness. Anatta or non-self nature is also emptiness. Actually, Theravada also correct one. But they cannot understand. But they don't understand that anatta is empty nature. They always translate as what? Non-self, that's where they go wrong. Non-self is very small part of anatta. No? You say non-self. The Buddha say rupang anatta. They say rupang is a physical body. Non-self. But rupang has another set of external form. How can this building be non-self? How can this table be non-self? The actual meaning of anatta is it is not a permanent, unchanging entity or phenomena that you can hold on to and try to own and try to possess. Or try to say, this is me, this is I. Or this are mine. No such thing, the Buddha said. It's not a permanent. It's all condition arising. But because it's condition arising, how can it be a real thing? Understand not? Understand not? Depending on condition it arises. Like this body and mind. They don't belong to you. Understand not? Then how can every phenomenon that have the same characteristics of condition arising, impermanent, leading to suffering, have a permanent unchanging entity that remain forever, eternally like that? Cannot. Understand not? If one realizes anatta and penetrate the understanding of true emptiness, then one can also become enlightened. Once awakened to true emptiness, then one will understand why the Heart Sutta say, true emptiness is wonderful existence. This one is beautiful. Zhen kong miao you. Means what? When you penetrate true emptiness, no more delusion. Wow, life is wonderful. True or not? This form and mind, no need to suffer, no need to worry, no sadness, no negativity. All beautiful. Then live, understand, experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. Then live life to the fullest. Do whatever you want, understand, without delusion, without fear. That type of life you want or not? You look forward to it. And it's not far away, not difficult to realize. When thinking, one is clouded by what one thinks. Correct or not? When you think, you are lost in thought. Understand not? That thought cloud you because you preoccupied with it thinking. Understand not? Then how can you be aware? Understand not? Either you think and lost in thought or you aware. If you cannot be silent, you are lost in thought. So I ask you one question. Most of the time, are you in sati or lost in thought? No need to go and look for answers. When thinking, one is clouded by what one thinks. Hence, no clarity to understand what is happening within the moment to awaken to the truth. Because you cannot see things as they are anymore. You are not aware of what happened. As man can only do one thing at a time, either one is aware and silent within, which is heedful, or you are lost in thought, hence heedless. Living beings are most of the time preoccupied with what they think, plus all their mind states and reaction to the three evil roots that they create via their thought process, especially via their likes and dislikes, pleasant and unpleasant feeling and emotion that arise upon contact of mind within every moment of sense experience. You know why? Because there is avijja, sakkaya ditti. In the Diamond Sutta, it said, the mind must have no dwelling. This is how Hui Ning become enlightened, sixth Vaitreya. Now I repeat, the mind must have no dwelling. How many enlightened? Hui Ning understood this when he heard it. Because Hui Ning's mind is true mind. And he was able to see things as they are via the silent mind without thought. As he was born without the mundane mind. If you create via thought, then there is good and bad for you to dwell on. So duality will arise. Now you understand, huh? Because thought divide via what? Words and concepts like race, gender, religion, nationality, right and wrong, good and bad, pleasant, unpleasant, etc. So non-duality is the doctrine of true emptiness, understand now? Non-duality means you don't create, don't allow the mind to create via label, words, concept, understand now? Means you see things as they are, before the knowing, before the words, before the concept, before the thought create the idea or view and opinion for you and conditioning for you. Understand not? Huh? Can follow? Repeat many times already, the same thing over the last few days. But everything is written, so no need to copy note. So if you scared you don't understand, read again. Okay, next one. With wisdom, one can see things as they are. This one, the bold one, you better read. And can accept everything that happens as natural or the way things are. Means you accept the reality of the moment. Hence, transcending all duality that leads to reaction of mind. Knowing via thought is knowledge, whereas awakening via the silent mind without thought is enlightenment. Understand now. When you say, I know, that one is the thought tell you. And there is knowledge. Knowledge is what? Memory. Whereas enlightenment or awakening is what? Through the silent mind without thought, insight into it. Understand or not? So, when silent mind without thought, insight into the phenomena and the characteristics of nature, that is enlightenment. And this enlightenment gives rise to an understanding. And the understanding is not rigid, because it is not a knowledge, understand? It has got no right, no wrong, understand? No right, no wrong, because everything is just the way it is, understand? Yes, the Buddha say. The Buddha say, because the Buddha say, all this is suchness, understand? Ayo, the chanting cannot put everything there, understand? The chanting say, ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-gata, understand? You know what is a ta-ta-ta? Ta-ta-ta is suchness. The ta-ta-gata is the one who is fully enlightened and an expert in suchness, understand? What is suchness? Wait. I already explained to you so many times. Now you listen again. What is right and wrong? It's relative truth. It's not the ultimate truth. You know? Right according to who? Relative. You and they all different. So right and wrong is a conventional reality. Not the ultimate reality. You know? That's why I already tell you. Ultimate truth and conventional truth is different. Conventional truth is used by mundane society people. Understand? Ultimate truth is the reality. The actual thing is not that. Thing is just the way it is. How come got right and wrong? Who say got right and wrong? Your thought create division through words. Like that, moral, right. Like that, wrong. When it's between you and your children, right according to you is wrong according to your children. Right according to your children is wrong according to you. Then how? You keep on saying you want to be right. Then he said, good for you, boy. Understand? You cannot see this means you are being deluded, heedless. Understand? What is important is the reality. Moment to moment, life passes by. What is the reality? The reality cannot change. Why? All the causes and conditions are reset. Understand? If you want to change, then you introduce new condition. Understand? To realize it. That's why you have such thing as don't just blame karma. Like last night, I explained to somebody. You cannot say karma law means don't do anything. You don't understand what is karma. Understand? Karma means what? Doesn't mean got karma, you kena affliction. The Buddha said, if you do this, you reap what you sow. But there must be condition for it to arise. Understand? If there is no condition, it cannot arise. Then when you gullibly say, karma, what you do? You say you accept. You think you very wise, very smart. Accept. Accept lah, karma, what to do? Then you know what happened. You never change. You never create new condition. So what happened to you was because the condition there and then, the karmic has condition to arise. Then when it arises, you can't, someone cannot understand, you react to it, get afflicted and become miserable, then what happened? More negative karma will come because you set the condition for it, understand? Then you become more miserable, understand? Then not only you, like one of the Dharma friends, I think last Thursday class or what? That was what exactly happened. After that, the daughter also kena. Their whole family. Then every time karma, then go and release. But I say you like that, you cannot free you. You cannot change the thing. First, understand why the Buddha say karma is important. You are born of it, head of it, condition support it. You are what you are because of it. Correct. Condition by karma. But why? Because I allow the condition to be. Understand? If I don't allow the condition to be, it cannot arise anymore. Understand? Or when I understand, it reverses. That is the Dhamma. Understand? Then what must you do? That's why I tell him, I say, you ask for forgiveness. You have faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Then you pay your respect. You keep your 5 precepts. You listen to Dhamma. You straighten your view. Then you cultivate all these spiritual faculty. Then you perform generosity. When your mind hold on to precepts, have this right understanding, and you have asked for forgiveness, the karmic obstruction weaken, understand not? Then you develop wholesomeness and merits. Then I say the third one is you make aspiration. By the power of these merits, aspire for causes and conditions for you to recover, for things to turn around, understand? For better condition to live the good life. That time, you make all this aspiration and you do all the donation. It is so powerful. It will come. Understand? Then there is no condition for negative karma. Understand? Where you don't set the condition for it anymore. This is how you turn around. Understand? A lot of people don't know. They do what my last time when I was in MU, my technician did the same. There was one day, very heavy rain. Then one breach, the whole apartment collapsed down. 20 over feet cavity hole. Luckily, no car went in. Then that time, the whole university panic. Then everybody say, oh, I die already. The ring road for university Malaysia, is it? At least 6 months. Is it? Oh, cannot do anything really. Then I went and have a look. Then after that, the vice chancellor called me. Then he asked me, Tio, how long it take? I say, you give me 10 days. He said, 10 days enough? I said, enough. How much it cost? I don't know. I call quotation. I said, but I estimate, I say, not more than 15,000. The quotation come out 12,000. And I repair everything within 5 days. Then the road start again. Then you know what happened? 1 or 2 years later, there's another road near the library there, go up to the hill there. There was one coward underneath, by TA don't understand. Again, the road got a small sinkhole. This time not 20 feet. This time only maybe about 5-6 feet only, but settle down. Then my TA say, Cik Tio sudah cuti, because I go back for Chinese New Year. Jangan takut, I tau buat. He go and call contract, same contract. He put everything inside there. Then the security director, luckily he very smart. Jangan main-main. Jurutera tak ada, tak boleh. Engineer not around, you don't play a fool. He say, you don't worry lah. I already saw what he did. He want to open up the road. The security head, pengarah, he say, I wait 3 days. Second day, sing a bit. Third day, sing more. He say, road closed, won't open until engineer come back. So when I came back, I say, this is a different problem. Same phenomenon, but different problem. I said, there might be something down there. I said, he said, tara la, cannot see anything. He said, just settle, then we feel it back la. I said, it's so easy, no need engineer already. So I went down and have a look. It's a very long cupboard, built during colonial time. Then I realized already, somewhere in the middle, it must have moved one gap. Then the earth all went in, the fine, loss of fine. Then every time rain, it go through. But I saw at the end there a lot of earth. So I say, we have to dig. That cupboard was 20 feet deep. So I say, close all the road. Get the excavator, dig. Until we find that pipe. We are so long, I don't know which point. But from the place it settled, I say, very likely it go down here. This area, 10 feet out. This one, no book write one. Civil engineering book also don't write one. If you go by book, you die. You go library, check. You cannot solve problem as well. You have to use your understanding. Then after that, when you excavate, really, the cupboard down there, I think 8 inches move. One side move, the other side stuck there. So how to do? If I were to replace the cupboard, I die, I tell you. Because it's so deep and whole length. So what I did is, I tell them to excavate that area. Then I have to use a collar, make of steel, to cover it back. then concrete the area, and then only cover back. Yeah. After that, only my TA laugh, no? Wah, Jie Tio, bukan senang. So, you cannot apply the same rule, no? People say, karma, karma lo, finish it. Cannot, understand, no? You have to find out the true understanding, and then you know how to resolve problem, you know how to free. Otherwise, you become gullible, follower. That's why I don't want you all to quote me. I say, don't ever quote me. Oh, like that. Brother Teo say, ask for forgiveness. Ask for, you ask him to do all this. But everyone is different, no? Everyone I meet, although just like the one in Suyan house, the whiteboard never changed, no? Five hindrance and five spirit. I use that to explain, but I explain with my understanding, no? You not me, no? You just say, Brother Teo say, oh, you do like that. You go and try, lah. Different people, different, no? Not one size fit all, no? And you somehow don't understand the basis behind. You quote me, no use, one, understand, no? You get me into trouble, you get yourself into trouble. So that's why I never quote. Just say, I learned from Brother Teo. He said something like that. So if you really want to understand, you go and see him. Or go and see Sui An. That is more proper. Then you say, Brother Teo just share his understanding with us. He never teaches anything. That is very good. Understand? No right, no wrong. If you can understand, can make use. Cannot, don't worry. Don't agree also, don't worry. Understand? Because Kayana Mita means what? We are sincere in sharing. To motivate you, to encourage you, to counsel you, to help you. Understand? So, that's why Dhamma friend, we share and respect each other. Understand? Respect each other for what we are. Then we share understanding. That was the condition I set before I come out and share. So, you have to develop that understanding yourself. Otherwise, very difficult to progress. Okay, we go on. True suchness and tatata. Now you understand. Wisdom is not a knowledge. Understand? It's an understanding. When I understand, I can apply this wisdom to any situation. A simple analogy, quite close but not very close, is maths, addition. If let's say you very rigid one, primary school boy. There was one case, I don't know whether it was a joke or what, the father said, my son come back and complained to me, he said. Then I asked him what. He said, my son told me, the teacher, very confusing, is it? He said, few days ago, he put on the whiteboard, 5 plus 2 is 7. Then, yesterday, 4 plus 3 is 7. Don't know which is correct, is it? You understand? This one is rigid, understand? Then, if let's say he want to argue with another classmate, that classmate says 6 plus 1 is 7. No lah, my teacher say 5 plus 2 lah. How can 6 plus 1? You wrong. They're right and wrong. But if you understand the basis of addition, means there is understanding, no? That the numeral has to add up, no? Whether 6 plus 1 or 5 plus 2 or 4 plus 3 is also 7, no? Then you have understanding. Say that he is right. He is also right. You are also right. This is how understanding and knowledge that are rigid different. Knowledge means what? You read the sutta, then you very rigid with your views and opinion. You say, no, wrong. Why? Buddha say so, no. Wow, he quote the highest authority. Your Buddha say so. He take out the sutta, he rattle to you. No? Wow, like that, how to discuss. That's all. It's not Buddha say so. The words are correct. But you interpret the Buddha. Understand? So it's very dangerous. Understand? That's why Dhamma, not what you think, I tell you. Like dependent origination. Oh, they take out the Visuddhimagga. I say, Buddha says so. Three period of time. So how? If you don't have the real Dhamma, you cannot answer him. You know? Understand? Maybe he has got the highest authority. You know? Buddhism, Buddha is the highest authority. You know? So how? That's why you cannot. Understand? If you are sure, you don't have to quote anybody. Understand or not? Because the Dhamma can be realized by the wise each for themselves. Understand or not? So no need to doubt, no need to worry, no need to check and ask. Understand or not? Don't even have to argue. Understand or not? You say wrong, wrong lah. Understand or not? I accept. I never lie. Wrong according to you. Understand or not? I never lie. Correct or not? You say right, right lah, right according to you, understand lah. So when people wants to be right and wrong, you straight away know already, understand lah. Means he has yet to penetrate the Dhamma. There is no right, no wrong, understand lah. In the ultimate understanding, means ultimate reality. Yeah. Okay, can follow? No sound means what? Cannot follow with myself, stop. You must respond. Okay, next one. This one very interesting. This one. In the seeing, there is only one. And? Have you realized that? Every day still I see. In Hokkien, you die. So if you very smart, you say no lah, I no see yet. External form come through what? Conscious. Now you can understand. Very good. So do wake up to this reality via the pure awareness and see clearly that mind is a forerunner of all things and mind is chief. Everything arises when mind arises. This one you understand already, to return all external mental creation to mind. Understand or not? All of external phenomenal world, external form, how you create? Through your mental perception. Understand or not? Through your seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. This is what your thought create through consciousness. Understand or not? Then like real. The Buddha say consciousness is like a magician. No, you know why it's a magician? A magician is an illusionist. No? Create illusion for you to see. Oh, you think very real. That's why you grasp, you cling, you give meaning. And you want to own, you want to possess. Understand? Or? How does that come about? Because you cannot see how you become what you are. The perception of it is mental. Understand? Or? So all of external phenomenal world, the external form that you create, if you can return to mind, means you know it's an image. Understand? Or? No reality. So when you return to mind, what happened? You read on. What happened? To return all external mental creation to mind via consciousness. Then consciousness to the? I say. That thing inside, see things as they are. Not what you see outside. So now you know the creation. I draw for you. Oh, this one. No need already. You need not? Oh, very good. Oh, Jui, sadhu. She know perfectly, luckily. Luckily, she didn't say, I know. Okay. You see how you create. First, you have a mind. Okay? This one is mind. Okay? The mind come out, create what? Consciousness. Understand or? Consciousness. Then you input the content. Understand or? Understand or? This one become a thought. Understand or? Become a thought. Then this thought, label, understand or? Give words, give concept. So this fellow, via his perception, everything, the external phenomenal world, means the world of form. Understand? External form. It create through the content. Understand? Understand? So all this become real. Understand? From what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile, feel, and think. Understand? So the external phenomenal world arise already. You say exists. Then you say real. Understand? That's why you get deluded. Then you want to. You want to grasp and cling and own. Understand? Try to. Right? Own and possess them. Understand? Then you try to do a lot of funny things. Understand? Because you think they are real. Because so real. Understand? Your loved one also real. Understand? When you see something, like all this building, even during the early day, there was the first group. When I say form is unreal, they take Abhidhamma book out. No? They say form is one of the ultimate reality. You say not real. What type of teaching is that? Well, he doesn't know what I meant. So you quote out of context and you don't understand, pop, you come. That one ultimate is different. Understand? Or? That one, the Buddha mean one is, he wants you to understand the basis of mind, understand? The basis of form, understand? So, ultimate in the sense that the teaching need to label it as ultimate, understand? Because form, one word, all this external form all there already, understand? That's why it's an ultimate, understand? Then the other one is the mind, understand? Then finally one is Nibbana. The third one I forgot already, I think it's perception, not the third one I forgot. So, what happened is, this external phenomenal world, if you don't know how to return it to mind, through consciousness, then back to mind, you will be deluded. Understand? Because this guy cannot see. This guy got delusion. Understand? Got delusion. Sakadi. That's why it labor. Understand? It labor. It use word. It use thought. So what happened is, if you can return all our external phenomena back to consciousness, then are they real? How do you know them? You know them through consciousness. Yeah? Actually, the whole thing is just this form of mind, this consciousness. Understand? And you think very real. That's why the whole world, everything you experience moment to moment, is just a world of consciousness. Understand? Consciousness come and go, and the mind give meaning and labor. Then, just like the Mahayana saying, no, not me saying, Lai ye kong, qi ye kong, na mo si zu a, he bi ku ku wei kong liu lei. You understand not? When you born into this world, empty. You bring along nothing. Don't talk about karma, that one is different. Then when you leave, you cannot bring along anything. Correct not? Correct not? Then in between, when you leave, how come you go and become so miserable? Because of emptiness, you shed so much tears. So the Buddha said, if you really want to know how much tear you shed, very likely, each and every of these human beings on this earth, your tears that you shed in samsara is more than the four oceans in this world. How much tears have you shed? Huh? Four oceans, no? Not four lakes, no? Understand? And because of that, you cannot see. No? It's only consciousness, understand? No? We got reality. But you hold, no, through the mind. No? You say, I. No? What is the I? For my mind. Understand? No? That cartoon here, I wrote off already. So this cartoon, you must know who he is. Understand? No? He's not you. Understand? No? So every time you live with the wrong understanding, Sakaya Ditti, you get into trouble. Understand not? This is where you get attacked. Then when you return to this one, the true mind, he cannot come out one. Understand? No word, nothing one. That's why he see very clearly. He say, hey, for my mind, this is delusion, stupid. You will get into trouble. But you cannot connect, you know, you cannot bring back to this one. That's why you cannot see. You blind. Understand not? Blind is what in Malay? Buta. Because you like blind, understand? If you don't connect, you are blind. Understand or not? Because you didn't connect back. Understand or not? You have to return all of form because you use consciousness to create. So consciousness return to, form, external form return to consciousness. Then consciousness return to the true mind. Understand or not? Then true mind realize the truth. Then this guy no more deluded. Understand or not? That because of the wisdom, this time the arrow different. Understand or not? From each side, he said, no, now I can see, direct seeing, I inside. Characteristic of nature all there. Then he tell this form in mind. Last time you stupid, that's why you suffer like anything. Understand or not? And now I tell you, direct seeing, no thought. Understand or not? I see things as they are, no word, no label, nothing. Understand or not? I can enjoy, I can experience through you. But you need not become deluded and become miserable. Understand? This is the secret of what mind and life is all about. Understand? That's why you must meditate to connect to this true mind. Understand? This one is not a condition arising one. Understand? This one. Then you connect back to the source. Understand? Your Buddha nature or whatever. Understand? So this is how you come. You come until this living being, samsara, keep on coming. One life after another life after another life. Until the Buddha say you tears of the shit for ocean already. How much more you want to shit? Not enough. Tachuko. Then go and shit some more. Understand? Tears of joy is okay. There are a lot of people meditate then tear of joy. But not that suffering, the grief, the sorrow, the lamentation. So can follow, huh? Okay. So this one very easy, And now I read. External form come through consciousness. So do wake up to this reality via the pure awareness to see clearly that mind is the forerunner of all things and mind is chief. Everything arises when mind arises. So you have to return all the external phenomenal world that the mind creates, external mental creation to mind via consciousness. Then consciousness to the pure awareness or the true mind. Understand? Then this pure awareness back to the great void, which is the emptiness. We are realizing the cessation of form and mind. Understand not? Then you can return to the source. But there is no you, no person inside there. Because your nature is zu zu putong. Understand not? Suchness, true suchness. But it's not apart from anything. Everything is within there. Understand not? Like the Tao, the great Tao. Understand not? Okay, we move on. Okay, which is emptiness. We are realizing the cessation of form and mind to realize Nibbana. All evil is to be avoided. Do good and purify the mind. Develop the enlightenment factor of equanimity and samadhi to see things as they are via wisdom. Then with wisdom, one will come to understand that things are just the way they are and there will be no good, no bad, no right, no wrong, no wholesome, no unwholesome, etc. in meditation. So when you react, you finish already your meditation. Mean you cannot see things as they are. You see things from your point of view, from your conditioning, from your opinion of things. No right, no wrong, because deluded people say deluded thing, right? Angry people say angry thing. So he is still right, understand? So accept and perceive them all with equanimity. When you perceive a life situation with negativity, you will react and stir your mind to bring about suffering to all, including yourself. Understand? You cannot react with negativity. Negativity means what? With anger, with hatred, with cunningness, understand not? With selfishness. If you react like that, means what? You want things your way, understand not? You cannot accept the reality of the moment. You want to cheat your way out, understand not? You want to react to what is the reality. So that's why you cannot perceive a life situation with negativity, otherwise you suffer. So all phenomena can be returned to mind consciousness, then mind consciousness to pure awareness, and then finally to true emptiness. They are not real, all created by consciousness. Hence, the phenomenal world is a world of consciousness. Correct or not? Correct or not? If it's a world of consciousness, is it real? Oh, only image, energy, I see. Come and go, come and go. Just exactly like you go to a theater, see film show, understand not? The screen is just a flat white screen. Wow, it makes you so excited, oh, so real. Wow, this actor, that actor, this hero, they, understand not? Oh, actually, you are using your senses that way, you know, like see cinema show, you know, and you can get emotional, cry, angry, so on. Then scold the actor some more. How can this fellow so cunning? Ah, you just image and like pipi papa. You become emotional and evolve. Then come back and tell your children, oh, you that show, that director stupid. Go and put like that. Should be happy ending like that, like that, like that. Oh, then you become director. But the key is, it's just a white screen with the light. Understand or not? Ah, your consciousness also like that, understand? So now you know, images, understand? Consciousness. Without mind, nothing exists. When mind arrives, everything comes in. And mind is only energy, consciousness, understand? But this is a mundane mind, thinking mind, not your true mind, understand? And that true mind is not a person, no. Understand? It's a nature. So this one is very, very difficult to penetrate. If nobody really explained to you. Understand or not? At least now you have an idea. Huh? Then later you cultivate, you stabilize that idea. Then one day you really work very diligently and insight into it, then I start to you. Then no more problem. Then that time you can come and share. Then everything will be like, wow, this sister very good now. Because it can be developed, understand not? And it can come about if you really, really sincere and seriously want it. Because the sasana is here. The Dhamma is still here, understand not? It's only whether you seriously have the faith or not. If you have the faith will take you along. That confidence, that sadha will take you along. Okay, we move on. Beyond mind, there is no creation and no suffering. Correct or not? Beyond the mundane mind, the pure awareness, where got suffering? No thought, no word, nothing. No thought means what? No fear, no worry, no anxiety. Because thought divide, thought create projection into the future and the past. Both are not reality, you know, we already established. Past already gone, future yet to come. The moment is the only reality and highest in life. But you allow your thought to delude you by projecting. No? Ayo, the thought will say, you die already. La. If they find out, you will get into deep trouble. Or the thought will project and say, ayo, doctor say you got stage 3, stage 4 cancer. No? You got problem already. La. You go and worry first now. The reality is, here and the now, you don't know. You never live. But you live in the world of thought. You project and create fear, worry, anxiety. And this is suffering, understand not? Or thought through memory, cause attachment, you keep on recalling the scars of memory, become afflicted again. So thought, if you don't understand the use of thought, you use it wrongly, you actually really, really deluded. Understand not? Thought is a tool for you to use to live life, correct not? But you use it negatively to hurt yourself, harm yourself, and make yourself miserable until so depressed, so sorrowful, so full of grief. Is that the way to use that thought? you are endowed with this beautiful form and mind, you know, to come to this world to live life, you know. Instead, you go and arise the wrong thought, and that's how you make yourself miserable. I already tell you, the use of thought is very important in there. But the trouble with life is, before you become enlightened, you are deluded. So, deluded people will arrive what type of thought? A wrong thought. That's why deluded. That's why suffering is first noble truth, prevalent everywhere. So not until you really, really develop the understanding, you cannot use thought correctly. That's why the Buddha says you must have right view. Understand? Then only can come out right thought. Understand? Then right thought can condition right speech, right action. That's why it has to go back to Noble Eightfold Path. From right view, no need to be enlightened first. From right view, you can start to purify your thought. Understand? That's why there is citta visuddhi. Understand? Purification of thought. Then there is sila visuddhi, purification of morality. That's why abstain from evil. Understand? Then do all those aspirations that the Buddha tell you, that it creates the causes and conditions for you to move. Then after you have purified your morality and your thought, you have to purify again your view, refine it, make it more perfect, straighten it more and more, more and more. That's why straightening your view is a merit, understand? Listening to Dhamma also merits, understand? Your view, you have to keep on straightening, understand? Until very, very straight. Means what? Like Hokkien Langka, jinjia tit, no deviation, understand? Otherwise, slight deviation only, very difficult to realize already. Understand? So right view is very important. Not to say, oh, Brother Teo say already, Buddha also say, law, karma, I know already. Like that, not enough, understand? You have to really go into it as well. Why did the Buddha say this? Then when I understand why, how can I understand this? How can I bring about the understanding so that I can make use of this right view to develop all the cultivation? Then you reflect and contemplate, then you realize, oh, the Buddha's advice comes from this right view. Then how to avoid evil? Five precepts. Again, the Buddha, from this right view, come out with this. Then Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, they also talk about suffering and happiness. Then you realize everything has to do with this law of karma. And this is how you start. The puja and all those things. Then how to avoid evil, how to do good, and how to purify the mind. That's why Noble Eightfold Path had to come in. Okay? We have to move on. What time am I supposed to stop? What time? Cannot be on. Oh, 3 o'clock, yeah. Oh, almost there. Oh, have to rush a bit. 20 minutes left. Okay. Where are we? The pure awareness. Okay, beyond mind, there is no creation and no suffering. This one we finished there. Oh, no, I just started. That is, without mind, there is no form, no perception, no feeling. No sankara, no karma, and no creation via mental consciousness. Because this is, we're talking about mundane mind, understand not? Without this mundane mind, the five mental aggregates are not there, understand not? Then what happened? Cognition via mental perception are all mind-made, hence phenomena. And perceptions are all linked. They are all impermanent, empty, and non-self. Then the pure awareness before the knowing or essence of mind, which is a true mind, which can be aware of the silence of nature, is not a condition arising phenomena. Hence it is the unconditioned and also your true mind, but not a permanent unchanging entity that you can call the me and the I. So this essence of mind, which is your true mind, you can actually realize it one when you are in sati. Now you listen, this one is very important. Let's say, when I speak, you hear my voice there. This is hearing consciousness, isn't it? There is a sense data vibration hit your eardrum. then it rises the consciousness. Then as long as I continue speaking, it will sustain itself. Then hearing consciousness exists. My voice exists. Real. Clear not? In the middle of the night, those who study very late one, no disturbance, no sound one, all of a sudden, you realize a stillness of no vibration, no sound. That silence of nature. You heard before, not? Very quiet one. Your true mind also same. No? When all the chattering inside there stop, it's like middle of the night, everybody sleep already. Then you realize there is an essence of mind that know that there is no sound. Understand? No? There is still that can perceive the silence of nature. You think silence of nature got vibration or not? Got sense data sent to you? Through your hearing. But how do you know that there is silence? There is the silence of nature, there is stillness. How do you know? There is the essence of nature that is aware of silence, isn't it? This one, not a condition arising state, no. No vibration, no. No hearing consciousness, no. Understand not? That is the true nature, understand not? That is the essence. That one can be aware, but aware before the word. So the word will create, that is silent, because you are aware that there is such a thing that words cannot describe, but you have to communicate, understand? You have to use words, and then you know, this is silent, I realized it before. Understand? And then when you meditate, same. At first a lot of chattering, a lot of heedless, all this stuff going on. Then suddenly, like last time I went through, I reached a moment of cessation, all this sankara start to slow down. Then when the wisdom is there, it will slow down. Because you didn't give it any more energy. Then all of a sudden, one day, no more sankara already. Like inside there, tung, stop. Then still. One moment of cessation. That was about 30 years ago, I think, when I was here at a retreat. Immediately inside, straight away, full of understanding and joy. Then after that, the Dhamma keep on arising. Like a lot of things I can understand already. But that is just the beginning. Just one moment. Then later on, a lot more things. So, the silence of nature, which you can perceive, before the words, which you can be aware of, that is the true mind. That is the essence of mind. Because there is the unconditioned. You don't need a condition to arise. No sense data. The organ is not affected. Yet there is a awareness of what it is. Understand? So all this, slowly as you meditate, you will come to realize them. So this part, I read again. The pure awareness before the knowing, the essence of mind, which can be aware of silence of nature, is not a condition arising phenomena. Now you understand, Hence, it is the unconditioned, and also your true mind, but not a permanent unchanging entity that you can call me and the I. Because it's not a person, understand? This true mind cannot come out, it's only aware, understand? Cannot talk, no word, nothing. Then, whereas the mundane mind is a conditioned arising mind, needs sense data in the form of vibration for the arising of the hearing consciousness to perceive it. Hence, it's conditioned arising nature. So this one is now, I hope, is clear to you. Hence, it's conditioned arising nature of the phenomenal world. Okay, we move on. Meditation. I often feel peace and calm during meditation. I also feel warm in my body. As I bow and chant, it increases the mindfulness in me. Thereafter, it prepares me for more effective meditation. Okay, the answer. As you meditate, the yin and yang energy can build up to cause heat or cold to arise within your body. Here at Wu Ping Ching Se, there is no air conditioning. So here in Cameron, no need aircon, already aircon. So we tend to feel more warm, and sometimes we sweat too. Is the warm like rather hot? No, it's quite soothing. Then it is okay, and you can just silence your mind and relax into it. And as long as your mind is not affected by the heat, then you are at peace with it. Otherwise, your mind will be affected and cause you to react. For some who does samatha or one-pointedness, concentration and absorption type of meditation, they tend to have this heat problem caused by their yin-yang imbalance. Caused by their yin-yang imbalance, I think typo error. Especially for those who like to play with energy field. That's why I explained earlier, to develop psychic power. The Mara too can come and delude you and disturb you. But if you know how to release the energy build-up, Pak Masri, this one, release the energy build-up. And come out to normal state of awareness and cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness to develop the wisdom as taught by the Buddha, then you are alright. And they also can develop the enlightenment. Understand now? So do Qigong, don't scared, don't go panic. You can do Qigong, no problem. Only you must release the energy come out, then do your daily mindfulness, four foundation of mindfulness. How about your daily mindfulness? Are you able to develop it? The reply, for a while only, because easily agitated and affected when confronted with difficult situation in daily life. Then the calmness and the daily mindfulness are all gone. So he can do when things go his way. So when things don't go his way, mindfulness will fly out the window. So I mentioned in the answer, habitual tendency born of wrong view to perceive certain situation with negativity is the cause. Understand not? That's why it's a difficult situation. You lack right view and you should reflect, contemplate and inquire deep into the Dhamma via the second turning of the first noble truth. To develop the Cintamaya Panya to overcome your problem, this problem of yours, you should inquire, why are you agitated and affected? How do this habitual tendency that cause you to react to such situation come about? You will finally come to understand that it is because you have certain expectation and preference born of your wrong view that conditioned you to think that way for so long already. You are actually grasping and clinging on to your wrong thought born of your conditioned memory. Seeing this clearly with your pure awareness, you will be able to quiet your mind to develop the wisdom and right understanding to free. You can also inquire to free via applying the work as taught by Bhayangkati. This one also very useful. This one is through inquiry. Then she came to know the answer. Then she like wake up. The work is a simple yet powerful process of inquiry that teaches you to identify and question the thought. See? Don't trust the thought. Don't go and believe the thought. Otherwise you die. They say in Canada, Sei Gang. That cause all suffering in the world. It's the way to understand what's hurting you and to address the cause of your suffering or problems with clarity. Okay, the work, it can apply to any situation that condition your misery. Question the wrong thought. It straight away tell you it's a wrong thought. That condition you to react habitually. Is it true? That thought say, get angry because this guy unreasonable. You should say, okay, true, this guy really make me unhappy. Then the second question is, then inquire again by asking, can you be absolutely sure that it's true? Can you absolutely know that it's true? I also can. Can you be absolutely sure or know that it is true? Of course, you will say, yeah lah. True one. Then what happened? Third one is the solution. How do you feel or react? Or what happened when you believe that thought? You become evil. You become violent. You become unhappy. You become miserable. Then you somehow call it right thought. That's why I say, without wisdom, you keep on arising this wrong thought. And this is teaching you how to identify your wrong thought and straighten back your view. Understand not? So if you are afflicted, yeah, hence it's a wrong thought. And you should arise the right effort to do what? Abandon it instead of believing it. Understand not? Wow, no wonder defilement very happy. Actually, believe me. So he quickly asked today, what is the forerunner effort? That's why he know, cannot believe the thought anymore. Got wisdom already. Sadhu. So you have to abandon the wrong thought instead of believing it, correct or not? Or clinging onto it to condition your suffering and misery. Only deluded people do that, isn't it? After you identify, know that it's wrong thought, you still say you are going to believe the thought. Then the fourth one is what? This is the answer to you. What would you do, or what would you be without this wrong thought? Before you hear this and think like that, you were peaceful and happy-go-lucky there. After he says something, you react, then you become miserable. Understand not? Then definitely it's wrong thought, understand not? No need to say, understand not? No need to argue, understand not? But if you don't use the word and ask yourself to question yourself, you sure say, true heart. Or between spouse, like it was, my wife, I cannot tolerate already. That's why I want to divorce. Is that a fact? Is that true? Sure lah. She make me so miserable. She's like that, like that, like that. Wow, you can write everything down. Then he justified it because of what? Anger, hatred, evil. Then, true. Then the third question comes, I miserable, she also miserable, everybody also miserable. Why like that? Then, without that thought, last time, pato that time, honey, darling, everything. Now, that woman. When we were in university, Malaysia, they always use this word, woman. They call this young graduate girl woman. Then they sing this type of song. I sing one. He told the singer lady, oh, why were you born so beautiful? Oh, why were you born at all? You know, bloody you. Stop. The woman at first praised, oh, why are you born so, whoa, listen, after that, kena kau-kau. So this is part and parcel of university life. That's why we go to the ranking. No, don't. Actually, that time was fun. That's why I kena kau-kau very inside. And it took me quite a while to root it out. Because after I already have the understanding, I realize still come out. But the only good thing is, come out, because that is the way the condition is. You will still come out. And then later on, I reflect on that. I realize how it went in. That's why all the three ingredients there. So manhasa sahagatang. But instead of jnana, it's non-jnana. Asangkalikang. Jnana sambayutang, asangkalikang. That's why all the three things also inside the negative one. Okay, the last one, of course, after that you will know already. Who would you be without this wrong thought? You will be peaceful and at ease, isn't it? Correct or not? With this clarity of mind and non-reaction, then we can act. Act according to what? Following Noble Eightfold Path to resolve whatever issue amicably without having to resort to any negativity or action, speech, and thought leading to all the end of suffering. Understand not? You can resolve things amicably. Understand not? No need to get angry. Understand not? Need to apologize. Call her back, darling, sorry. I think I make a mistake. I shouldn't have reacted. I shouldn't have get angry. Now I do the work, I understand. I suffer. You also suffer. Children also suffer. Our parents also suffer. So let's not be so foolish. Wow, your wife very happy. Say, thank you, darling. That was also what I thought. Then, all the misunderstanding for so long, within a few minutes, gao dim. Like that is so easy. Right? Why you go and hire a lawyer, lah, see psychiatrist, lah, check your friend, lah, consult this guy, that guy? Lah. IBM. Oh, really? I think this one from experience. IBM. Oh, you don't understand Hokkien? Huh? Very egoic. Egoic. Want to maintain the face. Huh? Oh, you mean? Okay. Yeah, 3 o'clock already. Three more minutes. Okay, I finish all this. Huh? Then you will perceive life differently and will know how to truly live life, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. I really repeat this how many times. Huh? That's why someone now don't know how to live. Huh? So the pure awareness with wisdom within is so beautiful and you can experience all of nature's pristine purity and beauty. When I was in New Zealand, I can feel the nature there. It's so pure and so different because there is very little human consciousness to pollute it. Even the food I eat, my body felt so good. I was there with Mi Fong and Sui An, the year 2007. Oh, you didn't go? Oh, then Mi Fong went. Oh, Sui An missed that time. That was a beautiful trip, I tell you. Oh, 2007, I remember. 9, oh, maybe. Oh, Mimi also there, yeah. My wife also there. New Zealand, beautiful place. There are more sheep than human beings. And sheep, not so deluded on us. Well, they are not cunning. No. They are not selfish like you. They got food, they eat. No food also, they don't complain. except they make noise. Then, you put one dog, can look after the whole flock of sheep. You know, you ask me for one dog only. That dog very smart. Chase until the sheep go back into that small gate. Not the gateway. The small gate. Go inside. That's why that one was very interesting. We went to the farm. We saw how he showed us how the dog actually. One dog only. You know. Human being very susah. All the police around town also cannot. Okay. Finish lah. After that we continue lah. This one qigong one. Got answer. Those who do qigong got answer. Because people ask me a lot of questions. Okay, page 3 we continue after your meditation. You do your normal meditation now. Okay, I cut short meditation, 3 to 4, so we save half an hour, like yesterday. Okay? Agreed? Okay, thanks. So see you all at...